Quaint?
Another with a Q. What does the word queer mean to you?
Well, queer, that's the word.
Does it have any other implications to you, the word queer?
No.
Okay. A person who won't change his mind readily, you say he's what? He's awfully...
obstinate.
And a person who's easily offended, you say he's...
temperamental, touchy. That isn't quite it.
That's good. How about a person who is temperamental or obstinate or touchy? You say that person, when he was, someone got him awfully what?
Upset.
Or what else? Yeah. He got awfully. Would you use mad or angry?
Well, I was going to say confused. Angry would be a good word.
And a person who person is awfully excited, you might tell him keep
quiet, calm.
And a person you worked hard all day, you say I'm awfully
tired.
And he is all what? What any strong terms for tired?
Worn out.
All right. And she what sick? She suddenly what sick?
Felt sick?
But the process of becoming sick, she suddenly... would you use got, took, or was taken, probably?
Was taken, if that's the term. Was taken sick.
Okay. And he caught, a cold?
Contracted a cold.
Would you say he caught a cold?
He caught a cold.
Or caught cold?
Caught cold.
All right, and I have difficulty speaking when I have a cold. You say I'm what? My voice is...
hoarse.
And he has a...
a cough.
And the doctor says, haven't you taken your, or I'm sorry, haven't you what, your pills?
Haven't you taken your pills?
and he what hard yesterday. Today he sweats hard, yesterday he...
sweat?
Okay. What's the person he's unable to hear? You say he's...
deaf.
All right, and someone says, did you take that? And you say, no, I didn't. He.
He did.
Or he. Past tense of take. He
took.
A large discharging sore that might have a core, a hard core. In it.
Boil. Carbuncle.
All right, and what's in a boil? What do you call it?
Pus.
And a person was shot with a revolver. He suffered a bullet what?
Wound.